Just say one remez that it says in the posik, Voyak Ifter, it says all the lavim, that it's also to be marbe susim, it's also to be marbe noshim, and kesef ezov is also, and I'll mention on kesef ezov, we shouldn't leave that out. The Easter of marbe kesef ezov, there's a Yerushalmi in Peye, in Perkei, that he says, David HaMelech, he says, Vani Bo'oni Hachinoisi, I wrote down the Pelik of the Pothik, he says, Bani Bani Achinoisi Kesef Vezov, everything he was making for the Beis Hamikdash. So Yerushalmi says, Rishon Rishon he was Makdish. Kedei that he shouldn't be over on the Yarbalei Kesef Vezov. That means he didn't wait till he had enormous amounts of Kesef Vezov. Each bit of Kesef Vezov that he took from the Shlal of the Oivim, so each bit he was Makdish. Kedei that he shouldn't ever have a minute that he has a Ribui Kesef Vezov. That's Yerushalmi. So after he was mekayim all these loving, it says Voyach Hashivto al kisei mamlachtoi because of leis mishne atero azos al sefer. So al kisei mamlachtoi, that means once he's mekayim all these three, is roi to be yoshev. Rashi says him also kain kedayu shetiskayim al chusoi Voyach Hashivto al kisei mamlachtoi. He did all these loving, then he's roi to sit al kisei mamlachtoi. Kisei is Rosh Teves Kesef and Sus and Isha, the three Averis that he's Memunah, and those are the ones that hold up his chair. That's if he did this, Rashi says, Mosa Kane, then he's Roy Losheves al Kisei Mamlachto. That means his whole sitting on the Kisei Mamlachto if he's not over on these three. And it's Yodua. It said that Shlomo HaMelech, he said, Ani Arbe V'loi Osur, and then it happened either he's a Melech V'edit or Melech V'edit V'melech. Shikoya. So there's one more interesting thing. The Eben Ezel, the Rabbi Shazaman, says in Yilchus Melachim Perek Gimel Halacha Vov, V'chein lo yeh shotuf benoshim, afilu lo yisu lo yeh lo achas, lo yeh motzu yetz lo tomid kishar atipshim, shenema al titein lenoshim chelecho. Al asoras libo ikpido toiro, shenema v'lo yosu lebovo. He says, v'lo yabu lo yinoshim, v'lo yosu lebovo, that the Torah is makpid on the melech, that his heart should be always dovuk tashem, shelibo yulev kol kehal Yisrael lefichoch dovko yakosu batoiro yoysel misharo om shenemar kol yimei chayav. So he's dovuk batoiro, he always has to be osuk batoiro, so everybody else is also mchuyav, he's also bebito Torah. A person can't be mevato Torah. So what's the difference between a melech? He has more of a avera of bito Torah than everybody else, and what, how can we measure such a thing? So Rabbi Zalman says a big chidush, everybody knows it's Yodua, that he says that every person, if he's doing something that he likes to do, a tainug or anything, he's not learning, but it's not called bitul Torah, because he's not learning because he's doing something else. Even reading something. So it's not, and the Hilchos Shabbos says in the Shulchan Aruch that it's called bitul Torah. But he says that Be'emes, it's not called bitul Torah, only if you stand sit and you're doing nothing. If you do something that you want to do, so it's not called bitul Torah. But by the Melech, it's even worse. By the Melech, he has to be mamish dovuk b'Torah. It's not enough to do stam things. A Melech can't do stam something. It has to be always dovuk b'Kodesh Baruch Hu and dovuk b'Torah. By him, it is called bitul Torah. Go ahead.